This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei this evening. The Indian community welcomed him on his arrival. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial welcome and received by Crown Prince and Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's Office of Brunei, Haji Al-Muhtadi Billah. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. He said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family. Prime Minister Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The Council gave nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. The encounter took place in the border area of Dantewada and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. Bodies of 9 Maoists have been recovered from the spot. Apart from this, a self-loading rifle as well as 2 other rifles have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on. A memorandum of settlement will be signed among the central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi tomorrow, in presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. It aims to bring peace and put an end to extremism, violence and conflict in the northeast region. The Home Ministry has been working tirelessly to fulfill Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed northeast which is free from extremism, violence and conflict. The centre has signed 12 important agreements to bring peace and prosperity in the northeast. 3 of these agreements relate to Tripura. The Andhra Pradesh government has launched an extensive relief operation in response to the devastating floods that have affected the region for the past 3 days. Addressing the media today in Vijayawada, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu assured that the state government is fully mobilised to provide essential aid and support to the affected people. He said that 6 helicopters and 30 drones have been deployed to deliver food supplies at the affected areas. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the flood-affected Khammam district on the second consecutive day today. He also met families of those who lost their kin in rain-related incidents. India and Kenya today discussed a wide range of avenues for defence cooperation during the 3rd edition of the Joint Defence Cooperation Committee meeting in New Delhi. The Kenyan delegation met Indian defence industry representatives in the national capital. At least 129 prisoners were killed and 59 others injured in an escape attempt at the Makala Central Prison in the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. DRC's Interior Minister Shabani Luku said that 24 inmates were shot dead after warning shots and others died due to showing or suffocation. At the Paralympics in Paris, high on momentum, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including shooting, archery and athletics on day 6 today. In shooting, Mona Agarwal and Avni Lekra will participate in the final round of women's 50-meter rifle, 3 positions, SH1 shooting event this evening. In archery, Pooja will feature in the quarterfinals of the women's recurve event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.